Blog Talk Radio.
Now as the record spins around, you recognize this sound, well it's the underground. You know that we're down with what you like, with what you like.
And though we're usually on a serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're gonna flip and trip and let it all hang out tonight. We're gonna say what we like.
Cause yo, we wanna know how many people in the flow. We like to just let yourselves go and do what you like. What's a night, your night? Just eat food, try not to be crude or rude. Kill the attitude, chill the serious mood and do what you like. And do what you like. Everybody do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Just do what you like. Yo, go where you like. I mean, rich, poor, high, lower, upper, middle class. Let's all get together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Great.
Now if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Mess up the line? Nope, sometimes I don't ride. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like. Do what you like. Yo, do what you like. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like to do, talk how you like. Now just act a fool. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuit.
And do what you like. Now red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter, we could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pink-skinned Yankee to a blue-black southerner, ditch figure or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like. That's a sonic to jazz for the hip-hop fan. And since we're not your average everyday rap band, you're piano man. Play how you like.
Don't you know we're getting busy? We can't be corrected. Jason has to be deaf. I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite. Even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all. And if you think that it's wrong, you got to admit it's a new type of song.
Do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Do who you like. All right, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like. Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
Being played at your station, we will provide the following time for you to announce your station identification. Radio stations may begin your fade here. For those that would like help, we will start your fade for you.
Oh.
several ladies in the place with style and grace. Allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my witness where you find me. The back of the club, mackin' my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, passing, music blasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epic secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz to see notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little Steve. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You got a up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and business, giving ends to my friends and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, get a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping the holes, smoking line optimals. Money, and clothes, all a brother knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now. Coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. We could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got the thump up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby,
we'll be right back.
Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Oh. And now I'm all up on you, what you expect. But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention.
said he'll never forsake you or leave you alone. Trust him.
Good evening. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. I'm your co-host, the Pearl of Negra, and I am riding shotgun with King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, I'm feeling good. What it do? I'm in the building.
It's all good, man. Oh, it's all right.
Jamming, I see.
I'm trying to keep up with y'all. That's what it is. I'm trying to keep up with y'all. Y'all, the DJs and the maestros, I'll just be trying to follow suit, you know. Think maybe they are like this. Maybe they one of them will play this. You know, I'm going to try this one, too. It's all good. Because, you know, we had to do certain things in the studio. You know what I mean? And I really can't make the changes like I want right now, so I got to be all up in other folks' playlists and stuff, you know. A few of them songs came from mine, but I was dipping and dabbing, you know, running back and forth to everybody's room and messing with their playlists and pulling out something.
It's so good. You was rocking, though. You got it lit.
That's what's up. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on. King, you got yours on?
Not all of them, but I'm jaded out tonight. Word.
Oh, that's right. That's what's up. I keep my jade on. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. Now, before I go any further, I have to give a wonderful, loud shout-out and thank you to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Links, the beautiful jewelry that me and King were just talking about. And I'm going to tell you where to acquire them in just a second. I want to give a thank you to Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Paul Douglas. Yeah. A baby.
Yeah.
And you can acquire... You can acquire those pieces of jewelry over on Amazon and Raw Links, be raw at Facebook.com. And if you can't grab them at one of those places, then you holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we will make sure you get to adorn your body with a beautiful design from Raw Links. All right. Yeah, I gave dollar number. You know, I'm feeling that full moon energy. you know, it hits me long before it gets here, and it lingers after it gets here. How about you? How does it affect you?
It does. I feel like it's not leaving until Wednesday, so I'm just being cool and sitting still, you know what I mean? That energy is still out there.
It is, but how does it affect
your
body? Yeah, it is. I know, but how does it affect your body? Because for me, it sometimes I get a headache for a couple of days. Other times I'll feel a little off balance, and then other days I'll just feel calm and cool, just like nothing's there. How does it affect you?
I swim in it.
Okay.
I swim in it.
Okay. Okay.
And the only reason why, because I'm a fire sign anyway, so I have to have to breach the energy that is and not be succumbed by it. You know what I'm saying? So I just swim in this shit and sit still and be cool and try not to be doing too fucking much on it like I normally would do, because then I start just writing, you know what I'm saying? And then I lose focus on the shit that I really need to be doing, because that's how I kind of block some of the energy off me a little bit. Because then when it leaves and shit, I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck was I supposed to leave on and shit? I got to play catch-up and shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But it's all good, though. You know what I mean? But like I said, I just can't wait till this motherfucker leaves, because the people surrounding my area and stuff, it's like, these some weird ass, these some weirdos. You know what I mean? Like, y'all got to be fucked in. Acting stupid and shit. Driving crazy. You know what I mean? So,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh. I get it. I have had to handle certain business calls this past week or so, and people's attitudes, normally I don't get a really, you know, off-balance attitude, but it was like, you ever hear that word, nicety, where they being, they just really nasty, but they being nasty to you in a nice kind of way? I've been catching that, and I'm like, really? You know, I'm like, I'm calling and scheduling an appointment. Huh?
I said it makes you want to say mother, butter.
Yeah, for real. For real. I use that word and the B word. Like, yo, don't let me find out where you work at. For real. I do like to talk in person, you know. But it's all good. I don't let it get to me. I'm just noticing how it is affecting people, and I'm like, yo, what's up with you? But this is open mic tonight, right?
Mike, do what you like with open mic.
Hey, do what you like.
That was my jam when I was like, yo, I ain't hit that in a long time. That's what's up.
That's what's up, absolutely. Well, I brought something. I don't know how long ago it's been since I read this, but it's something. Unless you want to go ahead and you want to grab the mic first.
Yeah, same here. I wrote something a long time ago, but you know what, since I always put you in the forefront and be like, yeah, I'll drop this one off.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. Hold on a second. All right. This piece is titled "Gotta Get Right." About a week ago, Larry got shot between two cars, pushing his lady's shopping cart at the local Walmart. Naysayers stated that the beef was over side chicks. Should have said by chick and placed her with a sidekick. Laying up now inside the hospital with nurses. Doctors diagnosed him while he's yelling out with curses. Street stories mixed up, different tales of realness. Many know the killers who work for drug dealers. Abdul Halim Salam from out of state know all parties. Trying to squash the issue, thus involve many bodies. Kaleidoscope of thoughts running through his lucid mind. Trying to figure out who's lying and who's spying on the line. Men in blue appeared at his room door flashing his badge, speaking about a suspect that they bagged inside a cab. Hidden camera caught snapping a shot, time to identify. Amnesia setting fast, familiar face was his alibi thing.
Yo, Amnesia was what? Wait a minute, say that again? That was dope.
I said, Amnesia said in Fast, familiar face was his alibi.
Wow. That's pretty deep, man. Damn. Okay. Like that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What's up? Yo, I'm stuck on that last part. I'm like, Amnesia.
One of my little story joints, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. I like that a lot.
I know you got some change.
I got something. I got something. It was called Watering Dead Plants.
All right. That's what's up.
All right. Sometimes in life, it gets so hard to keep a smile when the love you have inside radiates from you, but no one gives it back. One of the hardest things in life is having words in your heart that you just can't breathe into life because you want to protect and shield. Nonetheless, life is still good. It's worth living and to be lived. The storms I've weathered, y'all would have drowned in from the start. Most don't get it, that love is not a tool to use at your convenience. But there are those who have played with me and treated me as though I can just turn it on and off like some sort of light switch. Every time I took a loss, another piece of me died inside, and I've gotten so used to not mattering, I was almost non-existent. Yet I still try, still putting my heart into it by realizing I can shine brighter and love even deeper because I am free to be me. Spirit showed me that I am the author and architect of my life, and I do not run in the shadows, nor am I disposable, but I am very protective of my love. And for those of us who have been in love, given love wholeheartedly, we know love can't be shut on and off frivolously. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't weaken, and it grows and free flows to what's worthy of it. We know that love is beautiful and wonderful and patient and kind and perfect, and that there's a difference between knowing the feeling and having it to give and giving it. Yeah, I know love. It flows all through me. And I have given so much of it, and still I have a desire of so much more of it to give. I've just never felt it from any of them. That doesn't mean that there isn't someone out there brave enough to give me the kind of love that I deserve. And there's been plenty of times that I didn't want to take it. I didn't want it to be like this. Times that I hated not being able to close my heart off to love. The Spirit keeps me filled with it. So I can't just give up on it. I understand how unique He made my heart. The Spirit taught me to give it where it's nourished so it can continue to grow. Yeah, stop watering dead plants. And I don't just give it away. Just anyone anymore, and that's their piece.
Yo, that was fly. That's been class.
thank you.
Yeah, you always lay it down. You always lay it down, LaPearl.
Thank you.
Flow of it, way it's going about, the essence. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I try. We got some callers up there. Let me go pay the bills real quick, because you know it's past a half an hour into the show, and we'll come right back to and get into this beautiful, beautiful, amazing poetry.
Word up.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. We'll throw the dial-in number at you one more time. It's 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. All right, King, first up on the mic, this artist's name is C-Double-34 Music, yo. Hey, C-Double, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
First off, am I in the Matrix?
Why you ask? Yeah. Of course you're in the Matrix. We all in the Matrix.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I was asking.
I know.
This reception is jacked up.
Oh, okay. Your reception is bad. And you know what? You sound nice and clear to us over here.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not moving.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. How are the both of you?
I'm good.
Chilling, yo.
I'm good.
Everything.
That's
and
good. Don't you have a bone to pick with some tonight,
though? Now
you're breaking up
right
a little
now.
Bit.
Yeah,
now you are breaking up.
Okay.
Nah, it's still bad.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to contact Neo.
Yeah. Or Morpheus. One of them.
Or the Oracle. C-Double.
Can you hear us, C-Double?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, yeah. Still bad, brother.
Yeah.
You need the Oracle, brother. Word. Yeah, try hanging up and call back in. You know what I'm saying? If you don't fix your signal.
Yeah. Do that.
Probably reset your phone, too, to recalibrate the line. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Look at me sounding like Morpheus and shit. Damn.
That real deep, that baritone voice, yes. Okay.
Such a lot.
I don't know. Say something.
Yeah,
else?
Just
a couple words.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's still kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, see, double. Call back in. What?
Hold on. Let me go outside. Hold on.
Some places got building blockers and stuff like that. So signal blockers.
All right. What about now?
Crystal clear.
Yeah. I was just saying.
Can't stand. That's just loud. You know, I can't stand that crap. Anyway.
That's all good. Yeah. It happens to all of us. Every once in a while, it gets just like that. All last week, my signal was stuck. It was just shot. It's still like messes up on me, but I've been lucky to have a clear call. So, you know.
Yeah.
You get it. Yeah. So, C-Double, tonight is open mic. You know? And we know to expect something great from you. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to move on out the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you both. This piece is called In Times of Passion. I desire and I was designed to be in your system. Day by day, night by night, I'm willing to explore sweat equity with you. something's coming over me. I'm satisfied being saturated by your agape nectar. I can't quite understand what you do to me. Don't stop. Don't disturb this groove. Make me say, oh, say, can you see? As we role play in this scenario, let me immigrate. I'm coming to a miracle, and you're my country that is for me. Sweet as I land in the thrill of victory, I defeated any agony in times of passion. I know this is not virgin territory. I just adore exploring, going inside your tunnel like a hunter. It works for me. How much I want you. I haven't lost your angles as I ram you because I'm a champion. I spray you with my champagne as you scream my first and last name. We're synthesized and synchronized as I stay connected between your thighs. Natural ecstasy staying syncopated in sexual paradise. And you'll like it too. That's that piece.
You coming in with some eroticism?
That's how I took it. Erotic. Shit.
Oh,
well, that's how you meant it, but that's damn sure how it affected me.
Mm. All right. What was that about? What was that about thrusting?
Damn.
Sometimes I have to throw you off a little bit.
Yeah, because I actually was not expecting anything in an erotic form, but it was good for me. It was good. I liked it. Yeah. Hey, so you brought the sexiness up in here. It's all good. It's all good. What you think, Jay?
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Hey. Rock it the way you need to rock it, brother. You know what I'm saying? As long as you got a spaceship.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
I got a shuttle, and it blows up every once in a while.
Yeah, I was gonna say, make sure they're made by NASA.
See, I can't give you. See, I'm the one that can't give a straight answer.
That's all right. We get it, though. We get it.
Yeah.
Absolutely get it. It's all good. Totally understandable. That was dope, though. Kind of threw me off, caught me off guard, but it's still good. I caught some of the pieces that you, some of the lines you were throwing in there, you know, the nostalgia. But that's your signature. So that's to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all right. That was all right. Pretty normal. Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to fix that reception in there, man.
Yeah, it's screwed up. I think it's all over the place. You know, some kind of, you probably set off a, nah, I ain't even going to say it. But I'm going to escort you over to the Royal Lounge. All right. If you would be so kind as to grab my arm, we can go on over there and you can get yourself something to drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby. One mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you. Thank you much.
Well, you're welcome. Okay, I don't know. This thing, here go one of my devices won't close the mic out. I don't know what's going on. Oh, this one won't do it either. I don't know. Can you in the studio?
Well, I got you.
Yeah, because mine, it won't shut off. I don't know. All right. We got another caller up in here.
Right.
My device is kind of cutting up a little bit. We got.
I got you.
That's
definitely live. Yo,
good, bro.
Hey, I'm live. Yo.
Step him back up to the mic, man.
right.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
What I'm talking about. How you doing tonight?
What's good, bro?
Hot. I'm doing good. It's hot. I'm tired.
Yes.
What's the temp, bro?
Man, over here 93 right now. A cool 93.
It ain't cold up here.
Cool 93.
So I said cool. I would have wake up and been here in 107, 110.
Okay.
I did it. Yeah.
It's, I was like, this is
yeah, man, I think I jump on this mic tonight, sitting up here at work. Been at work since 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
Oh, man. Yeah, you've been, yeah, that's a fact. All right, but we ain't going to hold you. I'm going to get back out of the way. And this is open mic, so whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Indeed.
All right, this piece is called Classes in Session. I'm moving like a game of chess. Taking out your king with three moves or less. You can try and battle me and give it your best, but I'm taking you out just like all the rest. Ain't no future in your front, talking about this and that. You can't get me off my game. I'm the beast without the A, taking on all newcomers and stacking them like poker chips. You ready for this battle, face it, you ain't gonna win. I was born to make war with this motherfucking pen. Might as well have the Undertaker on standby. Cause I'm killing them softly. Creating hundreds of crime scenes, better call Horatio and the rest of the CSI team. Let them know that they got an unusual case. Murder by MD's poetry was like a bullet to the face. Rest easy to those that doubt my pen, cause I'm about to start killing them daily. First victim step up and give me a subject, and I'm gonna murder this motherfucking Mike. I've been away far too long, and now I'm back with the wrath of King Kong. Because you see, I use my pen as a lethal weapon. 20 years after I'm gone, I'm still going to be called a living legend. You want to test what my pen writes? Give me a subject and watch me murder it like Nino. This ain't no New Jack City, though. But I'm coming with New Jack lines that will infuriate and warp your mind. I got youngsters being molded to be just like me. No longer do they want to be like Mike. They just want to resemble a small piece of MD. Writing to different topics, setting bars and trying to top them, while reaching for the stars and listening to spoken word artists like Aziz the Pulmonologist and Mr. Meadows, giving new men to fire when they burn the mic and making it drip with knowledge. Yeah, I'm MD Live and I'm here to stay. So get y'all pens ready. Classes in session. And that shit starts today. In peace.
Okay. Hey.
Ooh.
I heard. I call him Trouble. As he's the pulmonologist, I call him Trouble. Okay. And I heard you talk poetic up in there, too. That's what's up. Dope piece, y'all.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
you got to see.
Thank you.
That was some fly shit, yo. I love that piece, man. Word.
I did that piece a couple of years ago when I first wrote it. At this place called Chocolate Secrets here in Dallas. And I don't think there was not one person in there that didn't like it. One dude was like, hey, man, you got this one. I'm not even going to try. I'm like, shit. It is what it is when you doubt somebody.
Yeah, that's what's up, though. I like those people. You know what? I have heard several different styles from you in the past 2 months. And I'm like, okay, now you got me expecting something different every time as far as your style goes. So I done heard you do erotic, okay, the monasticism. I've heard you do romance. I've heard you do some a little bit of heartbreak, and now this one is just all our fly, you know, including my fellow poets. This is dope. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So you kind of like a jack of all trades when it comes down to this poetry thing, huh?
Well, I was just, you know, for years, I only wrote romance and faith-based poetry.
Okay.
Once I started talking to Aziz and Subliminal and all the rest of the team, I was like, you know what? They pushing me to stretch it a little bit farther each time.
Okay.
So every time I hear something new, I just follow the lead and try to make a lane of my own.
That's what's up. That's how you do it, brother. Right up.
It's working for you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like what I'm hearing.
I should have called the show Monday Madness.
That's all right. That's
hey,
all right.
Y'all might see me on YouTube pretty soon. I'm going to start doing this poetry on the move deal down here in Dallas.
Oh,
go around and it's kind of like a pop-up shop open mic type deal.
Okay. All right. Well, post that info in on the event page so we can spread the word. You know, people that come in here and check it out, they can see for themselves. That's what's up.
Definitely.
Thank you for coming in here. I'm going to escort you over here to the Royal Lounge, and you can grab yourself something to drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
Yeah, King, you're going to have to close this mic because I told you, I don't know what's going on tonight. Yeah. And this
yeah,
is, I'm using three different devices, like one to read my poetry off of and one I'm calling in on and the other one I'm just in the studio on. And it just, I don't know, man. This ain't acting right tonight, you know. But, I know you got another piece. I know you got another piece, but before we get into another piece, can we get a song from you, Maestro? You know, kind of got.
Yeah, I got this song just for our brother MD Live, man. Say word.
Never end it. She ain't get you to slide. Slide, we love. Say word. Never end it. She ain't get you to slide. The sleeves say shoot it up, I think get pulled it up, Johnston, pull up Bronson, with no magic wand, make a bomb, no but black, a black beef, sweet, Chiba warm, I, Cobra Kai, I'm John T, my Roscoe, no games, die, levity, I'm walking boots, rats on a nickel plate, dragon ski, all over the state, shake, Bobby Street, Bronx, ice, cross, silver skies, alley parkways, beam streets, all over the stairways, Chiba, y'all, holy, he seeker, foxy tequila, like the tequila, armor ready, drop the convincer, penny heat armor, and Latin quarters do the La Bamba, flight of the shogun, eject. In a parachute trooper. Black flames, masquerades, ladies in the dark with no heart. But came back to life when they heard the heart. We launched them from start. Mars scars for these times. Slides, spies through the spot. Like diamonds on her china eyes. Off the land, airborne. Drawn on the sugar blast. Lower mass, acquitted Academy Award. Yeah, banana splitting, casting over brown. Spanking the lever with skimmer. Welcome to Jigger. Cash here, looky here. Velvet velour. Mix them together. Two sisters, menage a trois. The cat's ball. Wear a marinade. Melting on ass. Hershey bar in the Sahara. In the walls and walking tall. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. First I cut it to the left, then I boogie to the right. Dig it, function in the palisade with Mr. Midnight. Man, the menu for murder be Saratoga Fahrenheit. Legacy Ruger on top, Chaz go for the sack. Then I party down with Foxy Brown around a canopy. Barring me, the Sunny Tiba only plead the jungle free. Now I'm pouring vodka on top of the diva, but I lay it on the dock while the submarine slide through. Yeah, German choice, liquors pour, leg every bone crush. Plush, very ever sweet, smee sway, sugar rush. I cut regularly, reefers on the roundup. Chop price. Only live life on an up and up.
In the broads, they night, peeling off they tax. Bitch, you by golly, why? Playing in my sights, sipping sure you're right. My Sharia more through the corridor, mixing on the floor where we contemplate. 5,000 stabs, hit the brick house, chip the raw hide. Hottie, hottie, high. Diamond crooks, hailing from coolie to hang them high.
So add the oregano, who would ever know? Lower underworld, panther walk, detectable talk from a delegate. Who be selling it? Always blaming back at five, never ending high. Luminati's out, lower paradise.
Word, never ending high, singing super fly. Only if it's live, we live. Say word, never ending high, singing super fly. Only if it's live, we live. Say word, never ending high, singing super fly. Only if it's live, we live. Say word, never ending high, singing super fly. Only if it's live, we live. We live.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man, King, we got another caller up in here. We got a area code 506. Let me see if I can open up this mic.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Lady A.
Hey, Diva. How you doing tonight? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Thank you. Good to be here. I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing. I'm all right.
Cool in the game.
Absolutely. So this is open mic tonight. You know, and you never disappoint. I am such a fan, and you know, I'm hanging with me too every week. You know, so I appreciate that. I really, really do.
I love that. I'm
anxious to hear what you brought for our listening pleasure tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move out of the way. Let me fix the spotlight. Hold on. Thank you. Okay, that's good. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure what I was going to read, but I had a couple of new ones but I guess I'll read this one. It's called, you may have heard it before, it's called Pearls, Iron, Brass, and Teak. Turrets pierce the clouds, mason stones wrapped around, stained glass windows of many hues, sun's light lit colors through, portals of wrought iron, teak, and brass, entry to this castle grand. The house of doors clank and clink and carry secrets of ghosts within. Upon windowsills sit all the little bird hearts, their songs to me impart, serenade the broken ones like me who know the bee sting of loss. My promise, if I survive you, is to keep our love alive in my poetry, each word a pearl, each phrase a necklace of memories. This other Eden, your home on high, is where you wait for me. Our castle turrets pierce clouds. We've waited long and dreamed out loud. The worn with sorrow drops to the ground, and doors to forever open. We are face to face, and grief becomes joy as we embrace. End poem.
You know, you're like this hopeless romantic.
Yes.
And it's so beautiful the way that you write. It's almost like you remind me of the female version. I know you've heard this several times from several different people, but the female version of Edgar Allan Poe. And I love Poe. He is like one of my favorite poets. And every
Thank
time I
you.
Talk about him, I think
yeah.
about that one, the Raven.
Yeah.
I gotta kill a fly real quick. These flies are like hanging on last bit of summer fly. I guess that's what it is. They get on my nerves. A moth flew in here and hit me on my leg. I like to have a heart attack earlier today. I don't do bugs. But your pieces are so well set. I don't even know how to describe them, but they're beautiful. And the way that you read them is like, I feel Harlequin romance. That's how I feel when you stitch your pieces. It's so, oh my God, this is really, really sweet. I'm going to come up with a word for you. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to come up with something just to describe your pieces, because you just have this smoothness about you. And it's almost like, it's kind of like a slight teardrop in your voice, but it's also like, it's just, it doesn't matter what you're spitting, it's always something romantic in there. And it's just, oh, it make me just lean over and be like, yeah.
Crying, yeah. Thank you so much. You always say such nice things, and I very much appreciate it. And such a great compliment to be even thought of as a comparison or equal to what Edgar Allan Poe writes. But The Raven, I think you're right, is one of his most romantic pieces. And, Lenore, Sorrow for the Lost Lenore. And, that's such a beautiful poem. But thank you so much. I appreciate it. I do.
You're welcome. King, what you got for that?
Hey, you definitely come through as an enthusiast. You know what I mean? And that's a beautiful way of presenting it right there. I mean, keep rocking the way you rock it.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Right, Lady A, I'm going to escort you over to the Royale Al. You can go in there, grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. One love, one mic. One love, one mic.
And my device is just acting stupid tonight. That was a beautiful piece by Lady A. She just has a way about her. Yeah, man. I'm telling you, it's lovely. I'm gonna stick with that word for right now. It's just lovely, darling, lovely. Yes. Okay. What you got for our listening pleasure again? Because I know you got an arsenal, man. I know you do.
I gotta figure this out, but I got it. You know what I'm saying? One of your favorite joints, so I throw it in the air.
Lady
Ann.
Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the math or the 40. Turn a bitch to some macaroni. Tell me how you want it, I'm on it. I really mean it, I'm just not recording. Gonna go to chopper for all you aquas. Leave a bitch, nigga, head imposter. You are an imposter, ain't got no money. Put the burner to his tummy and make it bubbly. I really hate niggas, I'm a Nazi. Love wearing all black, you should see my closet. Rock that all white when I'm feeling godly. Pop out like pork, I ain't got a pocket. Fuck is y'all saying, bitch, my hood love me. 4-8-2-1-4, where all niggas know me. I've been on my mind since they killed my cousin. Bring my cousin Devin, man, he just called me. All these niggas love me, can't get them off me. Fuck around, gave him my number, he won't stop calling. I be DMV the click, bitch, you see us scoring. VIP in the club, while y'all section boring. Got a bitch that set it off like Jada Pinkett. Clean like Tifa, you roll around with your nieces, bitch, you TT. Mind full of money, got a heart full of demons. Mobbing like Italians, we really turn your face into a pizza. No acne, how you singing like Alicia? Fuck with my family. Baby loves me little, but goddamn she's spazzing. Do the whole crew, my bitch is street nasty. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the Tommy, no heel figure. Lil Deja ain't bout it, bitch, how you figure? I don't do no drugs, I be all flicker. So lifted, flyin' your girl, baby, gonna see. See, I gotta get this money, my palms itchin'. Niggas got some light holes, more some bitches. I don't wanna do no songs, I don't wanna kick it. And I ain't signin' to no label, bitch, I'm independent. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
That's my jam.
Yeah.
She talking about some old gangster shit, but I love that joint, man. That song is, I don't know. I remember when it first came out. I was actually coming home from, I don't know where I was coming home from, but I was like, yo, that song is nice. It's the tough, you know, the beat. And I'm like, okay. And it's got the little keyboard sound in the background. And then,
yeah, she kept it real on that shit. She was like, everything went together. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that was real.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm gonna throw it back at you again. Now, I know you got something else for us, you know, some more poetry to spit for us tonight. Because, man, I see how you work, okay? I see how you work. I don't know how many pieces you actually pump out in one day. As a matter of fact, before we get into that, how many pieces have you, what's the most you ever pumped out, you ever penned in one day?
I may have did five.
Five in one day? Okay.
On a shift.
Somehow I get the feeling that it was more than that, but okay. Okay.
I said on a shift. How you say in a day? A shift. In a day, I might have did like in one 24-hour period of time. I might have did maybe seven to nine pieces. I was in a out there. You know what I'm saying? Like space cadet. That's it. I ain't do that in a long time, but yeah, it might have been 7 to 9.
If I wrote like that, y'all would be reading my book by now. I'm trying to tell you. My kid published, I've been at my book signing and everything if I wrote like that. That's what's up.
No, it's like what Biggie said, when the Henny's in the system, that means.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, the Henny flow.
Okay. That's what's up.
I felt like Big Red had me on the contract.
Oh, damn. My eyes
were off. You want to dangle out that window?
Yeah. That's what's up. I like that. Okay. I think in one day, I was actually, like, I woke up one morning and I had just words in my head, and I just started writing, and I couldn't believe how many pieces, they were just coming back to back, literally. I would finish one, and then another one, I turned the page, this is when I was putting most of my pieces in a notebook, and I would turn the page, and another piece would come out, and I'm like, yo, I finished that one, and another one would come out, and this was happening all in one morning. It didn't even go up into the afternoon. It was just like, bam, 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 bam. I think it was like maybe four or five pieces that I had written back to back. I never had it hit me like that before. You know, I'm lucky to get out two pieces in one day. But it was just flowing, and I was loving it, man. I was in here, like, praising spirit. I was like, thank you for this. And it was just coming out. I was in the zone, man. I had to call up my diva. I was like, diva, I got another piece of you. She was like, wow. Yep, another one and another one. But enough about me. Can we hear another piece from you?
I wrote this piece. It was part of a three-man collaboration called Views in Front of Me.
Mike is yours.
Came from out the water with no scales or fins. It's fishy on land with these fake fans and friends. Cop new tins and camouflage gear for war. Watch the crowd spread apart when that lion starts to roar. Playing with a cat that got paws bigger than claws. Bars become heavy like hell, no snowfalls. King is a phenomenon, transforming to a King Kong. Pound on others, swat them away like ping pong. Support is just a thought, who needed? I succeeded. Attention hawks peeking, I'm on a post they all singing. Awkward on greetings, I'm defined with no meaning. They wonder how you do it, I'm drinking instead of peeing. They count me out before the numbers are tallied in the room. There is no house cleaning, I'm the pan in the broom. Bucket in the mop, wait for next month to drop. Jews lies, July, the weather hot, I got it locked. They casket ready dummies, finding shit funny. I'm the midnight ancient mummy, returning before sunny. New version of Mumbra, sort of Joel, give me sight. I'm so far out of sight that I shine a different light. Fly like park kites, into fall, giving them more. My mood is vacant stores, that was once filled before. The essence of my spirit is a kaleidoscope feeling. Leave me alone when I'm chilling before I halt all your healing. Scribe or die pinning on the run when I'm in motion. One verse, knock them all down, pins and bowling, rolling. Observers checking, holding no weapon, words taken serious. Dry fuck a bitter bitch and said she say ridiculous. Airbone her friend, even if she got a dude. I don't give a fuck who she with, I'm on the loose. Secrecy of J-Dub, the third man behind the hands. Nothing really planned, I changed my own channel, damn. Flip scripts easy, take off like a rocket ship. Well equipped the benefit of being one of the magnificent kings.
Damn. Okay, King. Good. I don't know what the pinpoint was. It's just like, damn. Okay. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Okay. I brought something else. I think after my piece, maybe we can spin the block and see if the poets, you still got a couple in here in the studio, might want to do another piece.
Yeah. All right, that's what's up. Do that.
All right. Well, this one is called Spiral Season. This is something that I tweaked. You know, this is actually one of them pieces that I've been like putting a little bit to every so often here and there. I throw a line in there and leave it alone and come back to it maybe a month later. And, all right. Let me get to this piece. Round and around and around and around we go. Oh, now tell me, now tell me, now tell me, now you know. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you makes me feel like I can't live without you, and it takes me all the way I want you to stay. She used to write poetry when he filled her world with sunshine and rainbows, like, if only I could send my love to the moon every night, it would shoot straight to you on the dust of stars. Cover your heart and light the way to me, because I knew I'd found my happy when your eyes read the story my soul was telling. And it claimed my smile when your arms became my safe haven. But bitterly her sanity abandoned her the day she kissed Clarity. That was the day she understood how this world would leave you torn and scarred. Finding yourself in a spiral season when they bring the sun to you and then turn cold as ice. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nobody loves more than the brokenhearted, and no one is more patient than the wounded healer who just wants love and to be loved. And there's nothing more deafening than when you can hear how loud silence is while you're alone in it, falling apart. And you're praying for something to break that silence. But when you're broken inside, any sound is like waves crashing upon the rocks. And you try to fix yourself in indulgent ways, but your body's weak and head filled with doubt as you choose to try and remove all of you from it, while telling yourself it's just not fair. But don't turn around. Don't you dare. See, I believed it when they told me that love doesn't give up on you, but you can't just love someone wholeheartedly if your heart is in pieces. So I asked you not to wish me away during the discovery of our heightened indifferences. You said okay, but just as I was getting used to us again, you took your heart and ran. Now I've got a broken heart to mend again and brand new scars to tend. Now I stand at the ocean's edge in awe of unblemished charm and such natural abundance. Air, water, light, and sand, loving it all. All the while still holding onto remnants of what linger because it still feels safe. The urge to know what could have been in this garden. Flourish once again. And that's that piece.
Yo, that was airborne right there. But I like that one thing. I'm going to use that as one of my part pieces, the right to Wounded Healer.
Oh, yeah.
That was a deep one right there. Wounded Healer.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I really enjoyed listening to that piece. But that joint just stuck out right there, like Wounded Healer.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. All right, well, how about we go spin the block and open up these mics and see if they got another piece for us.
All right, definitely. MD Live,
MD
you
Live,
still with us? MD. I flip them back in queue, and then I'll write the next one.
Let's see what Lady A, see if she got another.
Lady A, you still in the building?
I am. I do have another one,
hey.
If you like.
Yes.
This is called Two Wolves. She stood on the hill looking toward the mountains, her black hair shining in the sun, dressed in white buckskin of Cherokee tradition, from the ancient's voices she can no longer run. She's tired. The wolf of greed, of hate and bad deeds has been her guard. She no longer craves to feed. The ancestors, her spirit guides, are calling her to come back to the earth, the air, and the water. Mournful music of the tribe, trail of tears, they cried. The maiden listened to the story told by the spirit guides. Treaties written and broken for gold. Her people died, 4,000 of hunger exposed to winter's cold. Why? Why? The ancients spoke with love, urging the black-haired beauty, come home, stand tall, and with pride. Teach our children Cherokee language and teach them love. Teach our children their worth and give them hope from us above. Show young braves and maidens, too, the beauty and strength our people once knew. Bring them our history, our culture, our songs. Sing of the ancients, how we guide them along. Teach them to make kanuchi from hickory that's sweet. Show them the gifts of the land they can eat. Bean, bread, corn, dried fruit and meats. Take all of this knowledge, our circle's complete. She stands on the hill facing the mountain. The wolf she chooses makes the ancients so proud. The maiden stands tall, her feet on the ground. She'll feed the wolf of Cherokee history, she vows. End poem.
Wow. That was beautiful. Yeah, I mean, searching for my piece.
That was lovely.
Oh, man. It's a piece I got. I can't even remember the name of it right now, but that piece was beautiful, the description that you gave of her and the that part of her life. That was really beautiful.
That was lovely.
Thank you so much. I went to a powwow on Saturday, and the local First Nations here, and some came from Nova Scotia as well. It was quite a large powwow, and it was such an amazing experience. If you ever get to go to one, go, because it really is an amazing and very emotional setting. They did all the dances and they had the regalia on, and the beauty and the spirit and the history is just so very rich, and I felt so privileged to be able to watch these dances, and they had the elders right down to little ones 2 or 3 years old, and it was a beautiful thing. And I think a lot of First Nations people are reclaiming their lives, or reclaiming their history and their culture and their traditions, and I think it's a beautiful thing. I wrote this piece quite a long time ago, about 8 years ago, I guess, now that I look at the date, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My husband and I, my late husband and I went to one, it was so many years ago, and it is a beautiful experience. You get blessed. You get to look at all the wonderful craftsmanship. I actually got a couple of things that were blessed and given to me. My husband was given a dream catcher.
Oh, and nice.
I was given a necklace. And it was an elephant actually carved out of elephant tusk. I think it's ivory.
Oh, wow.
No, it wasn't ivory. It was the bone. It was elephant bone.
Oh, yeah.
But it looked like ivory. And I wore it for a long time. And then, I don't know, one day it just grew legs and walked. And that broke my heart because it was very sacred to me. I got really good energy from it, but it's okay. I guess it served its purpose, and that was it. But it was beautiful to be amongst the natives. Like that, and just to hear the language, to sit and talk, be told stories. It was amazing. It was a really, really. So you're right. The experience is unforgettable. Oh man, and the clothes, girl.
Oh my goodness, they had some beautiful women there in buckskin dresses and their hair and braids, and it just was a really wonderful to see. Yeah.
It was. Yes, and to see the dance and the everything. I recommend it too. If you haven't been to one, see if you can locate one or somebody that is either part of that tribe or can get you into one. It's an amazing experience. You won't regret it, I promise you. You really won't. It's beautiful. And that
there was there were a couple of little girls there that probably 8 and 10 years old, I'm going to say, mm-hmm. who were biracial. And they were First Nations and black, and they were gorgeous little girls, and they were dressed in their regalia, and their hair was done in braids, and they just were beautiful. What was really nice about it is there were so many kids that were embracing mm-hmm. their culture. And from every age group, even down to the little ones, but they all stood out on their own. They're just beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. You'll keep that memory with you forever. That is something that is just, it's set apart from everything else. It's just a wonderful experience. I'm glad you got a chance to have that experience because a lot of people don't. Lady A, that piece was amazing as always. And
thank you so much.
I'm gonna walk you on back over here to the Royale and appreciate you sticking around and getting more of your poetry.
Yeah.
All right,
thanks
lady,
so much.
Love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
You got to close the mic.
Yeah, I got it. I got you. Oh, man.
I think what's the name's mic is still open. MD Live? Well, it looks like it on my end. I don't know what my device is doing.
Yeah, that's
crazy. I'm gonna run over here and pay the bills real quick again. And then we're going to bring in the CEO of Epiphany Radio.
That's
right back with y'all. As soon as I can get over here. Give me 1 second, Lord. All right. Second full. All right. Epiphany Radio up in here. Let's open up his microphone.
In the mic.
What it do?
Ooh.
Hey.
Shannon that both sides.
Hey, hello,
baby. What's going on, boss man?
Baby.
What's up,
how you
what's
doing
going
tonight?
On Kings and Queens quarters? What's going on in the quarter?
Hey,
what
hey.
It do? I hear y'all up here doing y'all thing tonight. Miss Pearly, how are you?
I'm good. How's the food? I smelled the smoke all the way over on this side.
Oh,
side of the man.
You know the cook is the last to eat.
I know. It's all good.
Didn't do a lot. I didn't do a real big, you know, soiree or anything like that. Just cook just for the purpose of saying that you did cook, you know. I just spent time with my son, my sons, and a few folk, you know. I ain't buy a whole lot of stuff because ain't nobody was taking a whole lot home with them, so they could forget about that. just enough to say, when they ask me at work what you do, I say I was on the grill. What's up, my brother Ken? What it do?
Hey, man, everything cool, man. You know, just ride the wave, man. Did a nice little collaboration with our niece. Turned out real good. So.
Oh, I missed that. Yeah. You did it on the show?
She posted it up. I mean,
oh, you posted. Okay, yeah, I thought I missed it on the show live on the air.
Nah, we do that.
Oh, I gotta get on my page and find that. Yeah, I gotta check that out. I know it's dope. I still need to check it out anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. I write quick. I said, you write quick too, good. And record. So, it was nice.
Right. I'm going to check that out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, y'all, I'm just chilling. I came in, I said, let me call in and see what's going on over here. You know, I've been getting lit most of the night. I'm very lit right now. Let my litness bear witness. Bear witness to my litness. In other words, I'm asking you to bear witness to my litness because I am lit. But I did pretty good. Y'all wouldn't have known what y'all. I'm lit as hell.
That's all right. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy
you
yourself.
You see, Danielle would tell, but I was pretty good. I was pretty good. I'm going to hold it in for a little bit. No, but I'm so good.
I'm paying attention now, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. You sound like you're munching, too. What did you cook today?
Oh, do I?
Chicken?
We did some chicken, some burgers, we did a pot roast on the grill. Soaked
that's
in apple
good.
Cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That makes it tender.
Mm-hmm. And I just did a salad. I did a tuna salad and had baked beans on the side. You know, cookout food.
Okay. That's so good. Sounds
yeah,
good.
I didn't eat yet. They ate all the burgers. I didn't get a burger. I just got two drumsticks.
Ain't that how they do it, though?
I would have got my plate, but I was lit. I was stuck in a chair for a while. I was too lit to get up and get it.
What was you drinking?
Yeah, so
pina colada?
My bad, you know.
You have some pina
That's
colada
what happens.
Again?
Oh, no. I just had, I told my son to make some Kool-Aid in the pitcher.
Oh, okay.
That's what I told him to make a punch. He took all my liquor and poured it in the pitcher with ice.
Oh.
And this pineapple soda in my own. I said, bro, I just asked you to put ice in there and pour the soda in there. So we've been drinking liquor down fruit punch all night long. Yeah. Blasting music and singing real loud. You know, I come down a little bit.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
It's pretty good. We had a good day. I haven't had any sleep since yesterday, so that adds to the equation.
Wow.
You know.
You're going to sleep good when you do finally, you know, you're going to crash.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go in. I'm going to go all the way in my sleep. But yeah, I haven't slept since 24 hours. I've been up, but it's all good. I had a good time, enjoyed my night out, and I'm good. You know, listening to you guys spit y'all pieces. That was a dope ass piece both of y'all spit earlier.
Thank you.
Well, I'm proud of y'all. Y'all know what y'all doing. Y'all poet.
Thank you.
Well,
you
move the world,
me.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's an honorable thing to say coming from you. You know, I appreciate that. so much.
So how about this? Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying.
That's why we keep going. You know?
What did you bring for us anyway for renewal?
I have no complete idea.
No
I'm
complete
at this
idea.
Piece, yeah, I'm looking. Okay, look, this piece, and I'm like, what the hell is this? How do it even go?
I don't know what it's for.
No. I have to have a start place or something. I'm looking at this piece like, what the hell is this? It's just not what I stopped doing. I would have pressed one if I had this pulled up.
Okay.
I'm serious. I must be lit. Blame it on my litness. Oh, Lord.
Right,
I don't even know where to begin.
Alcohol.
That's my fault right there. I'm going to listen to that.
The hell is this?
I wish you going to be playing this because I'd play it for you.
Wait a minute, y'all. I'm trying to read this to myself before I actually decide to read this. And I'm like, wow, this is not what I read before I press one.
Hey, for real. You want a song to be played and you want to take a little bit of time while a song is being played? And then call
yeah, do that. Maybe I can make up my mind. Yeah, warm me up. Don't play nothing corny now. I need to feel something.
All right, go ahead, Maestro. You play something for me.
I don't want to get a pink slip or nothing like that. He said, well, don't play nothing corny.
Yeah, that'll be a banger, man. Don't play nothing corny now.
Let me see. What can I find?
Come first, lights have out you. Never broke place up, don't forget you, I had that. Been like Janet Jackson, said it's all for you. Never chop for the navigation when I'm left for it. I'll be right back, I'm on autopilot for the week.
I'll be right back.
Tell me what a security is. Moving up to bigger paper, man.
Tell me, is it impossible? To do these drugs and fall in love.
I'm a deep I'm mad, I'm
right away. I just need fresh air right away. All I need is fresh air.
Yeah. I liked it. That one, that was good. I'm proud of you, bro. I'm proud of you. I'm going to need that in my playlist. For real. I liked it. That was nice. Shannon and I both. Yeah, I'm better now. Yeah. I don't know what y'all was trying to set me up for, but I'm better now.
Right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's good medicine.
So, yeah, I'm serious. I don't know what the hell I was about to read, but I'm glad that I didn't. I ain't that lit. But I'm lit enough. Yeah. So I did find a piece, y'all, just in case y'all was interested.
Absolutely, we're interested.
Yeah, this being a poetry show and all like that, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next stage? Do I fill out an application? What I got to do?
No. If you're ready, the mic is yours.
That's all you got to do? All right. I pulled up something old, y'all. Let me see if I can get into it like I want to. Okay, hold up. Cleaning off my glasses. I'm giving y'all the step-by-step. Cleaning off my glasses. Okay. I have to see what I'm talking about. All right, here we go. This is something old. This is called Making Love. Making Love, y'all. This is called Making Love. Love making. Kissing my thoughts. The ones that I'm having and the ones that I may have. Deep throating them. Making all kinds of love in them. All kinds. Going all in and thanking the Most High for every minute. I passionately kiss my thoughts while making love. Making love. I said while making love to life. Make love to life. Kiss it. Touch it. Allow its brilliance to brush upon your skin. Let its breath heal what's ailing. Lay your head on its chest and listen to its heartbeat within. Share in its vibration. Enjoy the many tantalizing sensations erupt from within. Feel that? That's your soul moaning. Let it happen. Let it happen. Drip. Let its magic happen. Overflow. Allow that hot lava to flow. Let it go. Like cool running streams. Can't be controlled. Let go. Let nature work. Good it is on this side of the dirt. Worth living. Laughing. Loving. God is good. Believe in something. Weeping willows weep. Don't just live. Live in abundance. You only get one, one life. Hold it. Kiss it. Touch it. Feel it. drip. Let it make it drip. Make love to it. Stick your dick in it. You know them pens we use to write with as writers. Stick that in it. Let your ink drip. Get it pregnant. Turn on some neo soul music. Slow jam to it. Shit, sing to it. Long ago. And up so far away. Life. I fell in love with you before the second show. And your guitar, life sounded so sweet and clear. But you're not really here. Yeah. It's just the radio. Epiphany. Make the room spin. Swirl it. Then dip it. Use it. Don't allow it to go stagnant. Grab it by the hand and on one knee propose to it. Your soliloquies and I do's to it. Get nasty, do it. Spasms, have them long and traumatic. Till the nature in you subsides. Touch it, kiss it, hug it, hold it with a light grip, with a tight grip. Make love to it. Make love to life. For real. Don't let it do you. Grab its wrist, bend it over, and you do it. Volcano. Let that hot lava flow, and as the steam permeates, take life and look it in the face and hold on to it, passionate, lightly stroking it until those waves subside in the coolness of that pool you've been swimming in. Engulf yourself in the fullness of it. It's life. Make it your wife, your friend, your significant other, your husband. Just don't cheat on it. Of course, life can be a bitch. Let us not forget that it's karma's first cousin. And karma don't play that shit. Make love to life. Make it drip. Then take to the sky on a natural high. Loving you more till the day I die. Take to the sky on a natural high, loving you. Life, new life, make love to it, make it drip, for real, breathe it, live it, love it, life, for real. Make love to life. In peace.
Make love to life. Oh, yeah. You know what?
That was immaculate. We're going to throw words out there. Immaculate. That's all
And you just, what my diva call you, her balladeer? You always throw that song up in there. You, decent. I love your pieces, especially when you speak about just her or she. It's something about the way you, it's like, I told you how I see you sitting in a dimly lit room by the fireplace. That's the only light, mm-hmm. And you can, you know, you got a crowd of people sitting around. They're sitting on the floor with their legs crossed. They're sitting in chairs. They're sitting against the wall, and you are sitting there, you know, and you just so relaxed. You're leaning over on one leg in a chair, and you are very express it with your hands, and you are just giving us this raw poetry from you. And every so often you can hear the crackling of the logs, the wood burning, and it's a beautiful scenery, man. It's great energy. Yes, I love it. I love it. Oh, my God.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful, Miss Shirley.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
I can see that.
You need a portrait done of that, just like that, with you in it. Man, I think that would be, oh, man. That's amazing.
That would be nice. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr.
You know what? You are actually our last caller, and this was an amazing way to close out the show. I love this, y'all. What a better way than to have the CEO of Epiphany and Raw Link close us out, man.
I'm just saying. Okay. I can't stop, y'all.
It's all right. You're gonna be all right.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, girl. But... Oh, yeah.
Oh, my stomach. All right, for real. Guess what? I'm getting ready to usher you over to, before I let you go, I'm going to usher you over there to the Royale.
You will usher me there? You got white gloves on?
Yeah.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Okay. I just got out the shower. I got on a tank top and... Yeah.
Oh, mercy.
But yeah.
I'm holding back what I was going to say.
If you would be so kind as to take my arm, yes, we will walk
I'll
over
take
there.
Your arm. I'm going to take your arm. I'm walking.
You walk. Yes.
Are we there?
This is what tonight
we're there.
We are. Yeah.
Okay.
So grab a beverage of your choice to take back with you, you know.
I got it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Darling. Well, thank you for coming through. Giving us that amazing poetry.
One love, one mic.
King, you gotta close its mic. I love it. Man, King, we had the CEO close us out. That's awesome.
I love it.
Another amazing show of poetry.
Every Monday in the sixth, or last off. But, gentlemen, thank y'all for tuning in, calling in. We'll see y'all next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, King and Queen's Quarters. Take y'all out with some Drake. Word.
Yo, bitch, all of my photographs. Whole niggas got hate for me. Big homies all certified. Nothing niggas gon' take from me. Follow code, study game. Feed fam, nigga, fuck fame. All black, my whip form. These bad hoes keep tip-top.
Another one.
Yeah.
King shit.
Lay down my day one. Niggas on me in the club screaming, no new friends.
DJ Khaled.
Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say, no new friends. I still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends. I stay down from day one, so I say, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas.
game started. Money counter go brrr when you selling at the garden. Four car garages, pouring some Minaj's. Birdman go brrr cause he know this shit retarded. Fuck on the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch your ass really cost started from the bottom, yes lord. OVO Sam, man, I'm proud of my niggas. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my niggas. All my bitches love me, if I had a baby mama she would probably be richer than a lot of you niggas. Ayy, that's luxury dog. Day one niggas, man, you stuck with me dog. Ever since YouTube niggas been calling me the leader of the new school. Fuck with me dog, yeah.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say. No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no.
Let's ride, let's ride, let's ride.
Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. I stayed down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas.
Bitch, all of my photographs. Whole niggas got hate for me. Big homies all certified. Nothing niggas gon' take from it. Follow code, study game. Feed fam, nigga fuck fame. All black, my whip foreign. These bad hoes keep tiptoeing. Down in Turks and Caicos. Dope boy, that's my dress code. All I hug is blood, nigga. Khaled, that's my fleshed out. All I want is love, nigga. Money bring that stress out. Smoke good, I love life. Strip club like every night, my same niggas. Day one, straight minutes.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say. No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no.
Let's ride, let's ride.
I still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. Stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one, so I say.
I'm here with my niggas. I'm too hot to be friendly. They throw dirt on my name. Well, that's why they still dig me, and I'm tired of all this hating. I thank God for my patience, I thank God for my homies. I wish we could trade places, bitch, we good fellas. Boy, all them niggas with you, they just pallbearers. And if we ball catchers, remember, sip slow, live fast. Young money, stay young, I've been cash money since day one.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new. Still here with my day one, nigga, so you hear me say, no new friends.